Peter's Altus, Sef Gimel 3 Zayin.
I'm in the middle of a Sligel of Chafifa, so we still might like to shine on one day because it was supposed to be. It's Chafifa supposed to be. That's going to be not a night, because a night you're going to be rushing, you're going to be a Beisel. Therefore, it's better to do it at, better to do it at night. Sorry, better to do it in the day, or it's better to do it Dafka at night because you want to do it Sunday Chafifa Tfilah. Mechara says, if it's like the chila samach tefillah, the chila is supposed to be samach tefillah and supposed to be close to the tefillah. How close it has to be? So as long as the davar is close as possible, don't say exact share, and it should be as close as possible. And you know that's definitely the stummies of the stummies of the sukkah. The Das Torah brings down from the Urayim, which says within 3 hours, that's also considered kiyum of the samach. And as long as you're in that range, as I said, it's samach. It's like the Das Torah, lay that in minayin. Doesn't know exactly where that came from. You know, it's a chiddush, but they stay. And if they stay, samach normally is samach lemencha is like samach is usually half hour, and samach library is half hour. Samach in many places is a half hour. And it says the Kabbalah and the Kabbal. And definitely the stomach sedav is that it should be samach. Therefore, the chaver brings down that minute kosher. Actually, the goyin says, who is the shita who says it has to be samach l'tfilasa? It's like the goyin. Pirish the shultas sham, it's like the shultas. Chim pirish roiv peiskin. The goyin says roiv peiskin more like the shultas. Just to put in perspective in the fact. Goyin yidbeis says a roiv peiskin more like the shultas, and therefore that's why it has to be dafka. There's a minute kasha that one should start me by yoyim and be oisik in the tefillah till it gets dark. What's the mailo of this minute kasha? It's like the guy in Lotzis Deshte Perushan, Rashi Vishiltis. You want to get the yoytze boshita as if a minute kasha started by yoyim and to go into chifa in the tonight. So therefore, most ideal situation is you start chifa from by yoyim, you go straight into night, and you go to. And you go to the mikvah. How much do you need me by yoyim? How much of chafifa? Kipshuta, if you're trying to be yitzir Rashi, v'char, you should need most of the chafifa by yoyim. Otherwise, you shouldn't be mamul v'besa. And what does it help just starting a little bit? V'char, you should have to do most of it by yoyim, and it shouldn't help just to start. Lashon Shechna is a little bit success, sorry, and it says, shetascha lachif by yoyim. Sounds a little bit like you're just starting. What's the mile of starting? Just starting. You have to do most of it. Unless you say what it means is, start me by yoyim atzatechshach. So if you're starting with enough time that you're going to finish whenever there's man that says, you have enough time, so there's no pressure. I don't care how much it is. How much you do, I don't care. In other words, we're trying to figure out when it's says. Says is, whatever your old says is, right? So let's say it's 25 minutes of the shkia. So you're starting by yoyim and finishing at seis. How much you stay, I don't care. What?
Let's say start 2 minutes before shkia, under half hour to appear.
We're going for starting by yoyim and finishing by the time you're going to the mikvah. They're not going to be pressured. Therefore, how much you have to do? So just figure it out. Whatever the amount you need me by yoyim, that you're not going to be pressured. Okay, so that's going to be the lachila dikatim. B'shas al chak, Rama says that she. So if it's yoyim, if it's yafsher lachav b'yoyim, tzarich lachav b'layla. Yachlasis, if it's yafsher, or it's yafsher do b'yoyim, you do it like yachlasis. So lashlei tamal beisad tachach karay. If it's shasad chak, what's the shasad chak have to do during the day? Is going b'derech. You're not gonna have water or other insim, so you can do chifu b'yoyim. Or if you can't do b'yoyim, you can do b'layla. Why? Because the din is just like a chilin up at the oven. And therefore, b'shas al chak, if you're going to either sheet, you can do it today, you can do it at night. There's a minute, the shach brings down, then we do it at night. You should oisik and chafifa for an hour. Why? The whole svar is in one with the vesa. So they came along and made a takana. If you oisik and chafifa for a layla, for an hour, so then you took care of the problem of Muhammad the vesa, because you're not under pressure, being that you have to spend an hour. And therefore, when you're doing it at night, you should spend an hour. When we say spend an hour, it means from the beginning till the end. The whole process, you should take you hakapana an hour. Does hour mean mamash hour on the clock, or just means a decent amount of time? you know, a lot of places say hour means hour, and you know, that was the conduct, because if you're not going to say an hour, so then invite this, you feel pressured. You want to have, they have plenty of time, and she's a little bit bored, and so they're coming here another time, there's no pressure, and therefore it has to be dafka hour, as opposed to as long as it takes. So Moshe and Shuva, sometimes Moshe says that, no, as long as you're not pressured, it's good enough. I've gotten phone calls, what should I do with 48 minutes? Like, what do I do now? And Achanan saying, what? So,
sometimes you have to wait for an hour. Because
we don't want to be rushed. That's the Machmir are saying that. Obviously, we don't want to be rushed, and there's no time limit. You have all the time in the world, an hour is plenty of time. Just take your time and chill and relax, and that's what you have to do. Is normal basis. If you go with the Pesach of like, which is hard to understand, we're saying that right. So which is, it just means not an hour, like, don't be so yakish, like an hour out, 57.3. It means, you know, take it in a nice, relaxed life, and if not, if you finish after 43 minutes, so, like, you know, what are you going to do about it? So, like, bottom, the Iker din is to do it from the morning until straight through the night. Shas Chak, we're going to do an hour a night, and to go ahead and do it. So you mentioned last night different situations when maybe we'll bend and say, it's a minute kosher. So I have to remember again. It's Iker din is like the Shultz, the grain says, right? Place like the Shultz. We're trying to give minute kosher to Yitzhak for Rashi. Even in Rashi, we're saying Shachas, that's Pasha Zakim of Rashi. It's not going to be so much of a, it's not going to be Mohammed Labesa. And therefore, that also is sort of a kiyum also according to Rashi. Just so
you
for putting
do that. What? You should do it hour night. You have Rashi and Shultz.
So it sounds like in Rashi that even in Rashi's worried about Mohammed Labesis. The hour is what's my word? Whatever, to take care of that problem, but it's not the ideal. So no, is it 1,000% ideal? No. But is it very b'dieved? Also no.
Rashi's Mohumma.
Why in the Gemara's days did they say make this do an hour? Like my wife to come on to Elamai. We're not so, true to the job, not so thrilled about doing that system. What? That what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, is it very b'dieved? No, is it?
What if you can do Rashi?
Finish, you can do. So therefore, so no, we just got Kimber's second. Right place, I like to show this, even Rashi is Lonora. Therefore, copy the chai we were discussing last time in terms of whether you should miss Seder or not and things like that. You have to have a right person like to show this. Even Rashi, Lonora, to do hour and night. It is a minute kosher to do, so you know, to miss, second say is not Efker. Whatever. Now, if I had to, in a situation like in the summer where it's later, if I should try to be kind of then, you know, and if I you should, you know, let's not think about this then. Definitely the best and proper thing is to do it. That's just go to the mikvah, start beforehand, and go straight into the chum. So if I in the summer when it's later, so if I you should be doing this then, the minute kosher. What do I say?
Might say the same thing.
Why? Yeah, why miss night say to do Ben Stam? 7:30, yeah, right. So,
what if you do Rashi that you can do the chavifa before night time, that you can go to the tefillah, that you should need your husband to come back to babysit 2 hours later after, when your husband comes back after 7:00?
Sounds like okay. Just give me a watch, like it came out at 9:00. Yeah, so let's say the Shada comes up, we're getting to Ner Chanukah soon. You have a choice between the minig or Ner Chanukah Bizman. What do we do?
We go home.
What's that? No, we're going for Chanukah, right? So now the question is, if you do the minute kosher, so then she's not, you have three options. You could light Chanukah Nes without your wife. You could do it, and then afterwards your wife will go and not get the minute kosher, or push off Chanukah. Basically, I guess how important, it's really totally more in the Zman of Ner Chanukah, really how kosher the Zman, how kosher the Zman of Ner Chanukah. I want to serve the Chalak of this. It depends. If you light outside, so then for sure do Ner Chanukah. If you're lighting inside, and you know the Ikar Luck is with Fanim, so then the Zman is not so important.
Then the Zman is not as.
But I think Kipshuta, I think that Hanukkah, that do the mitzvah of the Chachila Bezman will be better than the Minna Kosher. Kipshuta, this is the Chachila in the Zman, and it's the Chachila in the Etzim Zman. This is a Minna Kosher writer. Roy Shatam, Roy Pesim, all like the Shultz. Even Rashi was saying, you do the hour and night, well, no, raw. Therefore, I think Mustama, that's what you should do. Fine. One last thing. What do you say? I said, what's the question of Chol HaMoed? Someone that you
take a vacation
day?
Oh,
yeah. I can take a vacation day to Mekayim the day now, or I can take a Chol HaMoed. What should I do?
Chol
HaMoed. For sure, take Chol HaMoed, right. For sure, you take on Chol HaMoed. For sure, you take on Chol HaMoed, and whatever. Fine, right there.
Why can't you just take a break in the middle of the Chafifa process?
If you're not doing the chafifa with the mina kosher, what should you do?
Bring a
comb.
So if you're not doing the chafifa, maybe if you're not doing the chafifa.
Welcome to Shabbos. We see after to do chafifa by Yoyim, some chaver brings down. What should you do? You should do on the Lel Tefilasa. Why should the Lel Tefilasa? Because see after to do by Yoyim, since after to do by Yoyim. So the shortest is always the chachila to do Mitzvah Shabbos. Even Rashi, Shtaka Sun to say that once Rashi says, oh, the Epshar is the Epshar, you can't do it on Shabbos, you go ahead and do it on Mitzvah Shabbos. The Ramah brings down, there's a minig yofa to do it Erev Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shabbos to go ahead and do it again. But there's a nice proper minig, do it Erev Shabbos, to go ahead and do Mitzvah Shabbos. Frank with Kiveger, I'm going to have the Mount Premise there. Kiveger asks in Tshuva that. The minhag is you have Shabbos, do a little much Shabbos, what does it help? You're being machet the chafifa and tefillah. The ikar chafifa should be some belay the samach tefillah. Since the ikar, why is that with a little bit, you should have to do a lot at night. Tzorchin and gadol. Can we get a tzorchin and gadol? The chayra. And why does it help just to do Arab Shabbos and do much Shabbos? Do a little bit, it's not that you don't do so much. The chayra, you should have to do a full tefillah much Shabbos, because the Arab Shabbos is being machet the chafifa and tefillah. You want the chifah to go together with the tefillah, and therefore, what's the pshat that it's good enough to do a little bit much as Shabbos? So the halacha dove is that the pshat is that since you did the chifah of Shabbos and you did everything which you need to do, so basically you're more or less clean. Being that you're more or less clean. So therefore, there's really not so much to do Mitzvah Shabbos. Lashon HaTaz is, even going to Shildas, the Iker is Mitzvah Shabbos is good enough. Even the Iker is Balayla, you can talk with Harbe Lechachila. Moedim kind of mani chiva of Shabbos, Sarah Chiv Mortis, Sarah Balachi. So like the Taz, the Malach HaDav is that being that I did most of it Erev Shabbos. Therefore, I come in nails. So what am I going to do now? My nails are cut. I took a shower Erev Shabbos. So I just took a shower. So how dirty am I going to get already? The person combed out the nails, cleaned all the areas. So being that you did already everything already, therefore there's not so much to do. So therefore that's the Sibas HaDavar, why a little bit is going to help, because Pasha is not so much to do. Therefore, how much do you have to do much in Shabbos? A little bit. Do everything over quickly.
This is a regular day, there's only a little bit.
Hold on a second. We do everything over again quickly. You take a shower, comb your hair, and wash everything over quickly. Won't take you so long, being that you're more or less clean. So just take a couple minutes, and you must starve the two things together: the Erev Shabbos, the Mitzvah Shabbos, and therefore she's going to be clean, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So in terms of what do you have to do Erev Shabbos, so you have to do Mitzvah Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos, you have to do. The minhag is do everything twice. Basically, you do Erev Shabbos, you do everything. You cut your nails, comb your hair, clean your teeth. You clean your teeth, and you do everything Erev Shabbos. What? One second. You do everything Erev Shabbos, and then Mitzvah Shabbos. You do Ian and Erev Shabbos, look yourself over, and then Mitzvah Shabbos. You do everything over again pretty quickly. Now, in terms of makeup, no, you do not have to take a bath Mitzvah Shabbos. You don't have to do it twice. You can just take a bath Erev Shabbos, and then Mitzvah Shabbos, you can just do a quicker thing, and you don't have to do it. In terms of using makeup on Lel Shabbos, the Shailas once already, that I just did a chafifa now by putting on makeup of Pera. Kipshuta, I'm end up killing the chafifa, and the Shailas, I'm going to put on makeup. Why are you allowed to eat? So being that it's a mitzvah to eat before you go out and eat, and then afterwards you clean yourself off, and therefore that's the reason why he does. I saw somebody talking about, oh, so then why am I allowed to eat Arab Shabbos? Am I allowed to eat extra? What? So you do Arab Shabbos, you do everything else. In terms of makeup, just like we say you're allowed to eat why it's a mitzvah, even the things which are basar and things of a minig, you don't eat on the Yom HaTefillah because it gets stuck in your teeth. We'll discuss more about that. But over here on Shabbos, we make it, it's a mitzvah. There's more to go ahead and do it. So what you make up is main a mitzvah, cover Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem to put on makeup on Shabbos. But use your brains. Don't use a makeup which comes off very easily. If you have a makeup which, you know, which is hard to get off, you get yourself into problems. So you should use something which comes off very easily, something which doesn't leave, make chatzitza issues, and it's okay to go in and put on makeup.
Is it an issue that you can perform
your
night, so that you should tell most of the English?
Besides the teeth. Because the minig is basically Arab Shabbos, you do everything. Moshe Shabbos, do everything. Now, many times people cannot do the Arab Shabbos everything. Many times people cannot do Arab Shabbos everything. Because it's Arab Shabbos. And it's just too hard and too difficult to go ahead and do everything on Arab Shabbos. So what do you do in that situation? So you just do Moshe Shabbos an hour. Why not? Same, same. Like every time when if you can't do it during the day, so you just do a night an hour. So if you can't do Arab Shabbos, it's too stressful, it's too difficult. Fine, do as much as you could. If you're not going to do a full Erev Shabbos, then you're going
to... She started running out of time. Now she has to do
what about Erev Shabbos in the morning?
I said, yeah. It doesn't... And when you do Erev Shabbos, I don't see any major Maila doing a Samach L'Shabbos. What's the point? Anyhow, you're not Samach L'Chatifa. So it doesn't say...
It's as close as... That's for a much
better... You're doing Gany Mach Shabbos. And the point over here is, I'm getting clean, therefore I'm doing Gany Mach Shabbos. And therefore you do it. Therefore, if you can't do it, kids, the meaning is Erev Shabbos, do everything. Kafir for Ian, do everything again, Moshe Shabbos. If you cannot do it Erev Shabbos because it's too stressful, not, doesn't work out, it's the Erev Shabbos rush, then just do the hour Moshe Shabbos, and that's the meaning. And that's it. Now, one thing we see from the stuff is that there's a concept of doing tefillah beforehand, and if, kafir for beforehand, sorry, and you can start off at doing a quicker job later on. And you can start through things, and you're not going to need a full amount of time afterwards. So, the question is why they always make this takana? The Shach made a takana, the Mashal made a takana, that if you can't do Rashi, do hour at night. So, why didn't they just say do in the morning or do the night before? Do the night before, and then the next day, you can go quickly. Like, why didn't we do that? Oh, what's the issue? Do night before, just like an Arab Shabbos and Moshe Shabbos. What do you think? Do a full thing Arab Shabbos. And Moshe Shabbos, do a quick job because you're clean. And we'll start two things together, and that's Shalom Yisrael, and that's good.
So
why don't we always do that system? We have a problem, Rashi. We have a problem with Rashi. It's like the Mashakim, like Takana's like, oh, you know, we wait an hour. Why do we have to do that? Why don't we just say, do it the night before when you're chilled? And then do a quicker job at night. Or do it during the day, do a quicker job at night.
It's not as good.
Is hour and night better or worse?
Is it better? It's better. Some of the tefillah you have.
No, in Erev Shabbos, the Moshe Shabbos, what are we saying? We're saying we start the two things together. We start Erev Shabbos, the Moshe Shabbos. That's good. Being for Rashi, being for the Shultis. Even the Shultz is good enough because you basically did it and you're doing it again. Bein Lefi Rashi is going to be good. We start two things together and it's going to be good. So the question is, can we do this system every single day? Kivei Gold Sarkin doesn't understand it, right? Okay.
Obviously, an hour is going to be better.
They say?
The hour at night is better, so if it's feel
like. You is yeah, but it's not as good.
Why didn't we say Arab Shabbos to an hour at Moshe Shabbos? Why don't we do that?
You might get, if you're going to get dirty in the day, then what? You're going to do less
than. Why don't we say do an hour at Moshe Shabbos? On Arab Shabbos.
Because
Mahoma Labesa.
They say? Our story against Rashi, yes, sir, right?
It's a way to get around it.
Huh? It's kind of like going, you have to do an hour a night. Why don't they say do a day or quickly a night? Or do a night before? It's just not practical?
Not about the matzah.
No, the closer it is, if you're doing a proper tapipa, then it's better.
It sounds like it definitely is a milo of... Definitely is... What? It sounds like definitely is.
You're eating in the middle. Normally we have a mile of the top eating.
Huh? Right. Akapanim Nachamal. So kids, when Arab Shabbos, you do Arab Shabbos the thing, and then you go ahead and do it Mitzvah Shabbos. So we definitely see there is a concept of being Mitzvah to two things together. That much we see. It works. And that's what we do in the situation of Arab Shabbos. That's, the best system. And that definitely there is a Malach where that works. So therefore, let's have a situation where it's hard to do the hour a night, or a situation where it's impractical, or just not so convenient. So l'chor, there is a mahalach. Let your wife do the chafif and everything during first seder. Doing everything during first seder when she's not working. Then do everything then, and then at night do everything again quicker. You don't have the hour. Do everything again samach, and you won't need the hour. It definitely is as a mahalach, to do such a thing. What do you say? Yeah, do the whole thing, and then Matzah Shabbos do. At night you do.
What's the levels?
What's the order? So let's go. Level number one is start before Shkia, go straight into the night in the mikvah. In the mikvah, it's the best place. Go straight in. Yeah, everything right there, and go straight in. No hefsekes, that's level number one. Level number two is do it at home and then walk. Somebody just asked me two nights ago, that they live mamish right next door to the mikvah. So can they just shower at home and go walk straight into the mikvah? So, answer is yeah, why not? You should look yourself over because you get dressed in between, make sure nothing happened in between, look yourself over quickly. But I said, I don't think the mikvah lady is really going to let you, but, they're not going to be samech on that. They're probably not going to. But whatever. Technically, why not? Okay. Anyhow, so that's the best thing. If that's not practical, so you have a couple different options. We could do the hour at night, or we could do the morning. And, what do you say? Sounds like the hour at night is a little bit better. A little bit better. But later, if it's not practical, which many times it's not practical. It's not practical for many reasons. So then just do that in the morning. If it's not practical, and many times it's not practical. Saying if it's not practical, all right, that number. I'm sure many of you experienced, right? Cooking milk is a little bit stressed. Right? Okay? It's not, you're not alone. it's universal, and it's not because you're in Shana Mishana Shana Shania. Alas, right? maybe the level goes down, and you get a little more experience, but it's not easy for them. Therefore, you want to make it as calm and easy as possible for them, and most relaxed as possible. And yeah, you have to keep it in touch. Fine, right. If the mikveh is on Lel Shabbos, so then you have to be do chafifah b'yoyim. You should do it. The Levush says you do chafifah b'yoyim. You should do it as close as possible to the Shabbos, because we want to get it as close as possible. And if you do the chifim b'yoyim, and then you go into the mikvah. When you go to mikvah on Lel Shabbos, so I went to the Sefer Berakot, someone's young man, what do I have to know about going to mikvah on Lel Shabbos? Just have to know one thing, don't look for shilas on Shabbos. Because, mikvah's closed. And don't look for problems. Okay, anyhow. So the way it works in Arab Shabbos, the mikvahs go pretty quickly, it's pretty short. And as the mikvah lady has to go and eat sushi Shabbos also. So basically you do everything in your house, you come to the mikvah, you go in and out, either maybe 5 minutes to go in and out, and get undressed, go into the mikvah, then you do Ian again, look you over, and go in and out, and it's a pretty quick job when it comes to Mazar Shabbos. Because you're supposed to do a chafifah as close as possible to the mikvah, look yourself over before Shabbos, make sure you don't have any issues, buy the mikvah again, you do a quick Ian again, and you go into the mikvah and you come home. In terms of Ma'ariv, I guess the three options in terms of Ma'ariv, you could either daven by the Sfarim, they daven by early, and you'd be done like half hour of the Shkia, you know, like an option number one. If that's not too stressful for your wife, you could do option number two, is just let her go to the mikvah, and when she comes home, go to the Hasidim. They start pretty late, and neither of those options, again, daven b'yichidus. You know, those are, you know, the three basic mahalchim in terms of what they do. Now, in terms of people, what do I say?
You get a neighbor to watch
your kids? Oh, okay. You can get a neighbor to watch your kids. There's nothing wrong with it in terms of, no. Inside Kibbutz, yes, I would not say there's anything wrong with it, because I wouldn't think there's anything, no.
Why not?
Because, what? We try to hide as much as possible, but if you need to dive in, you need to dive in, right? You
know? What's better, to dive in?
No, I think dive in a bit deeper, if you have it. People don't want to do it, they're embarrassed, and there's a human nature involved. But your wife's embarrassed, so here, your wife's embarrassed, and then it's not an option, but usually the human nature gets involved. In Sajjah Machavah, they had to shake cares for a while. They have a system, like they send over a girl. You know, a single girl, you just call up and they send over, you know, somebody to be, I don't know what I'm saying, but if you get babies, usually the human nature gets involved, people don't want to do it. Fine.
You need to, if you're marking the chafifa, you need to do Ian again?
Yeah, you should do it again.
That's a must?
Yeah, you should do Ian again. If the tefillah is on Maitre Shabbos, will you untip? Oh, in terms of eating, can you eat? In between Lel Shabbos, can you eat? Can you make early Shabbos? Have you see the Shabbos and go to the mikvah? What do you do on Yontif, right? On Yontif, we somehow manage the system. So the question of early Shabbos. In terms of making early Shabbos, so... definitely not an ideal situation at all to do it, and you know, you definitely shouldn't. No, that's fine. I always go to early Shabbos with you. Until I got stuck. But in a different way than most of you guys. But okay, that's all about a different time. But that went early, and then I started a meal samach to my bench, went to my and then whatever.
6 hours of learning.
What? So you should not make early Shabbos. You should not have her eating. It's because you're whatever. You want to know if your situation where there's a massive abusha. You're massive abusha. You buy your in-laws, you buy your parents, they're making early Shabbos and making a cup and everything. Then yes, she could eat and just, you know, use your seichel in terms of what to eat and how to eat and, you know, and try to minimize what you eat. But I'm out of the Mokambusha situation, then we went to the garden. Now, the Philos Chal on Mitzvah Shabbos, Uyantiv, which is the Efsher to do Chafifa, to do everything in Erev Shabbos. You do everything in Erev Shabbos, and you should tie your hair in order to make sure that it doesn't tangle up. We're going to have to discuss the people who have very, very curly hair, and they tangle like in 5 minutes. You know what to do in the situations. Can they go to Mikvah? Can they not go to Mikvah? We'll have to discuss when you do Kutzadim. Ches. The Ramah brings down, you should be careful in those days. You have to be careful not to get dirty. In other words, if your wife has to go to mikvah on Matzah Yontav and it's Erev Shabbos, so who's changing the diapers, Yeshua? Sure, you change the diapers, okay? Well, you have to be careful not to get dirty, right? Okay. I hear, okay. If not, you should be careful. If you can't do it, you absolutely czar, there's no one else to do it in. Amy, she has to come up. No one else can do it. Or she has to touch. She has a chila. No. Wash your hands. But really, you should be doing all these things. And if it's if she actually zars, then you go ahead and do it. Shasa tefila. Now, I have a little bit. Stop it. Sorry, Ian. In terms of like, let's say you have a 3-day yontif. You want to make it 3 days later. So the mice continue, but by that point already, it's Shabbos, right? She's like. Schwitzy, right? And she has, if you go like that, probably, right? Yeah. Right? You know, in our society, we're very macular, we take showers all the time. So, like, how's that play out? Why would not be a chatzitza? They do that. I'm saying, just get everything off. Anyhow, Shas the Tefillah Tiyayin, Shas the Tiyayin, and check yourself again. You have to check, you should check yourself again. You should wash, very important, you have to wash the base of the sun. When you go to Mikvah Yontif, you have to wash yourself off, the base of the sun. You should wash, you have to do your teeth, Shas the Tefillah, it shouldn't be crumbs, buster, or accents. Kitzer, when you're going in, when you're marchiking, and it's going to be on Yontif, one is you have to clean your teeth. How to clean your teeth? So, if you normally floss, and yeah, then the car technically you should floss. If you normally floss. If you're going to bleed, because you don't floss so often, then you're going to bleed. So then two things. Then you know, one, you're not going to floss. Because if you don't normally floss, you're not going to floss, right? It's the gaga l'chizah, right? And number two, if you're going to bleed, so it's a psychratio, so then about this, not going to die. So we're going to have to discuss that. Is like, brother, stay tuned. So you have to wash yourself. You should, you should wash yourself. It says you wash the base of stam, you wash kimata, you're supposed to wash yourself in water to make sure to get yourself clean. Because we have to make sure, if you're as much as possible not to touch things, you always have to eat again before you go to the mikvah, and so you have to check yourself over, and you should wash yourself off in the mikvah. Either at home or just go into the mikvah, you wash yourself off, make sure all those areas are clean in order to make sure that there's no issue of.
Where did you find a knot?
They say find a knot. Okay, see about that. Okay, just quickly. There's a mice like this. If somebody's wife finished designing the Kiyam and her husband was just going to Shabbos and he came on Friday night, surprise.
Boom.
But she didn't prepare for the mikvah. So the question is, what do we do now?
She didn't do
anything. Okay, we have to stop.